The Money Show.
Consumer Ninja.
And on to Wendy Nola, our Consumer Ninja on a Wednesday evening. And Wendy, this idea of credit card companies, I remember the days, the good old days, when credit cards were given away like Smarties. You go to the airport and people say, would you like an SAA credit card? Would you like a British Airways credit card? They were all underwritten by the banks, of course. And it led to a crisis of credit because people went completely and utterly mad. I thought it had all been sorted out. But you are getting complaints of people's credit card limits being increased without their consent. And rather than being saying, I am worthy of more credit, a lot of people are quite offended by this, as they should be.
Yes. Well, Bruce, obviously the banks like to portray it as, you know, we do you a favor, we're rewarding you for good behavior. You're meeting your commitments on your credit card as you should, and here we're going to throw you another 25% more credit line. It tends to happen, she said cynically, around now in the build-up to Christmas or the silly season. And yes, you're right. Some people don't take kindly to that because they have the credit limit at a point where they think it's reasonable and appropriate for them. And they don't want the enticement, the lure of you know, that extra limit to go and spend and then have to pay back at huge interest. But of course, the banks, that's what they want. I mean, you know, they often run those swipe your card, you know, six times this month and be in the running to win a car or a whatever. That's not uncommon. So anyway, the case study that came our way was one Graham Thompson, who signed up with Discovery Bank earlier this year, January, I think it was. And earlier this month, he got a letter from the bank saying, we're a bank that recognizes clients who manage their money well, like you. We're pleased to let you know that we've increased your credit limit to, and I won't reveal what it is, but it was a sizable amount, over 100,000. And the benefits, they told him, is that we review your credit limit every year and increase it without you having to request it or submit documents for it. You keep your current benefits and rewards, and with your increased credit limit, you'll have more opportunities to get the most out of your rewards with us. Yay, how lucky can you be? But Graham was not flattered. He was rather cross. And he wrote to me and said they've imposed a credit limit of increase of 24%, which was not requested and not wanted. The most irritating thing about this is that I now have to call them to cancel the credit limit increase, which I have done. I'm sure this can't be right, that they should first ask and give me the right of refusal rather than just provide it unilaterally. And then they have the cheek to call it shared value banking, which is rather ironic in this circumstance. So I then went back to him and said, have a look through your contract, because I know that Section 118 of the National Credit Act provides that it allows for a credit provider to increase a client's credit limit unilaterally in limited circumstances, i.e. in most cases it means that they've inserted something into your contract that or you've had to sort of tick something that says, okay, I'll allow you to automatically increase my credit limit from time to time or adjust it. So Graham went and had a look and he said, no, I've looked through everything. I've gone online. I can't find anything there about unilaterally increasing my credit limit. So I said, okay. And I took it up with the bank. I personally feel that it is rather bad manners not to consult first, even if you've got permission. I mean, it just makes more sense to get the clients, you know, things might change. They might have inadvertently ticked something or their circumstances have changed since they signed up and they might not want it. But anyway, and then you put the onus on them to reverse it. So Discovery came back to me to say that his consent is still active, and to avoid this happening again next October, he'll need to call our call center and request consent be revoked, which got up his nose again. And then they said, in order as part of the journey, when the client upgrades to Discovery Bank, the following box would appear on the app, and it's, I give Discovery Bank consent to annually review and automatically adjust my credit limit on my credit facility. But they just sent me a sample. In other words, they didn't send me Graham's actual form with the tick next, you know, on that box. They went on to say that they did unilaterally in that he gave the consent on the 25th of January this year. And the only way that this could have been updated was if he ticked the box. blah, 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 blah. We give our clients the opportunity to consent to the bank reviewing and automatically increasing the credit limit as allowed by this National Credit Act. And the Credit Act, they gave me a little insert of it, a little excerpt rather, saying that, yeah, that they can do it basically. So what struck me about the response was, as I said, that they didn't actually share the form that Graham filled in. They just gave me the sample. So I went back to say, surely you have should have provided the actual form that he filled in with his consent, and can that be provided to him now? I was told you will get back to you, and that was, I sent the follow-up on Monday, and it hasn't come yet. Unfortunately, things are never easy, but Graham said it's very unlikely that I would have ticked that clause, but I can't prove that I did not tick it. What I do find irritating is the tone of the email insinuating that it was me that caused them to automatically increase my credit, my card limit, and that I will need to phone the call center to deactivate that function. One would think that a bit of initiative from their side would be great. Having seen that I was irritated enough to contact you about this matter, blah, blah, blah. So there we have it. Unfortunately, I was hoping, I went back to them earlier today and said, I need this by close of business, and I haven't had a response. So, goodness me, we might have to have a
No, we can't. We can't be doing these series. It's going to be like the blooming Netflix of consumer feedback.
No, I will have a new topic, but I will do a quick
Yes, absolutely. It is weird that stuff is imposed upon you that you don't want. And many people would be saying, I don't know what the issue is. I mean, it's great to have extra credit. Why would you not want, Graham Thompson, to have your credit increased? I mean, surely it's seen as something positive. It's reaffirming. Well, a lot of people don't need the affirmation of a bank to tell them that they're good at with their money. The fact that they don't want it is the message that you need. And, is very strange.
Certainly, some people set it themselves because they don't want that temptation, certainly in the run-up to Christmas. They want to be prudent and they know what they can afford to repay, and you have the right to set that for yourself. So, I think I remember when the Credit Act came out, when was it, Bruce? 2007, 2008, somewhere around there. And I remember this issue being very much part of the debate going into the Act becoming an Act. And I hadn't realized, to be honest, until I researched this, that there was now that out, that if the bank, you know, like most of them do, it puts that clause in and you tick it to say, yes, you can, then they can. But I don't think, it's just my point of view, but I don't think automatic credit increases are a good thing. Certainly not in this climate. I think that they should ask first.
Thank you.
Wendy. In any event, they should ask first.
Very polite. Wendy Nola, always polite. And that's why she gets such good results. Wendy Nola this evening with the credit limit that wasn't wanted, that was granted anyway. Wendy Nola, our consumer ninja.